Mesquite on Hurdle Avenue had soccer watchers sitting along the bar, others at tables. Brendan O'Donnell was among them, watching the opening match, which World Cup hosts Russia won 5-0 over Saudi Arabia. We asked, is it less interesting to follow with the United States failing to qualify for this year's event?
Yeah, it'd be really nice if they were in the tournament, but at the same time, it's fun to watch, you know.
It's still about the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a lot of friends from Saudi Arabia, so I that's why I wanted to come out and see this game in particular.
Most folks coming out to watch have taken an interest in another nation that's participating. Darcy, who told WBFO she usually follows women's soccer, was celebrating her birthday by watching World Cup action.
Really, my favorite team is Uruguay. I'm not really sure why, but so they're in.
They won the first World Cup. So.
Yeah, I mean, and they have a pretty good fighting chance. So
Teddy Marks, who works at Mesquite, is rooting for France. He says while they may not get the larger crowds that spilled out the door and into the streets when the USA were playing the last time, they'll get their followers. International matches, England's Premier League and the UEFA Champions League are also popular local draws.
We've had a bunch of tournaments in the past where we've gotten a lot of the international portion of Buffalo. Two summers ago was the Copa America, and we had a lot of Colombians and Brazilians in for that. And last Saturday we had the U.S. playing France, and there were a bunch of native French people in here. So we get people from everywhere coming to support their country, whether it's where they're from or where their heritage is. So we always get a lot of people, which is really nice.
Patrons admit they are excited about the guaranteed participation by the USA in 2026, when it will co-host the World Cup with Canada and Mexico. In the meantime, Povolzhenie Dlapolsky, Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.